9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello and welcome to Jub Seekers with your host, Mr. Disc Jockey Jub. This week it's all about technology. We're going to kick things off right here, right now with Joy Division Digital. That was Joy Division with Digital. On the 2nd of May 1980, they played their last ever gig at Birmingham University, and that was the last song they played. How are we all doing, Jub Seekers? I know it's been a while, but here we are again. And this time round, it's all about technology. Now, if it wasn't for this next item, you wouldn't be able to hear me now. This is Microphone by Coconut Records from 2009.
So easy if it didn't feel so wrong, and whoa.
time ago. You are my voice, my microphone. You are my voice, so take me on. You are my voice, you are my voice.
That was Microphone from 2009 from the Jason Schwartzman fronted band Coconut Records. Moving along, we're hitting the topic of photography. Wikipedia describes photography as art, science and practice of creating pictures. This next tune is all about taking those special photos. This is Girl in the Pictures by Dakota J.
The girl in the pictures has a pink dress and pigtails. Her cheeks puff, she blows out 6 birthday candles, surrounded by brothers and sisters. The girl in the pictures. The girl in the pictures has aged since the candles. In this one she's wearing a black cap and tassel. Her parents proudly pose with her. The girl in the pictures. The girl in the pictures strikes her peculiar. She wishes that she knew why. And the nice man who shows him, perhaps she should know him. It seems like he's there all the time. And the way that he whispers is vaguely familiar. Like the girl in the pictures. Now the girl in the pictures is dressed all in white, with a handsome young man getting showered with rice. She smiles as he leans in to kiss her. The girl in the pictures. The girl in the pictures strikes her peculiar. She wishes that she knew why. And the nice man who shows him, perhaps she should know him. It seems like he's there all the time. And the way that he whispers is vaguely familiar. Like the girl in the picture. And sometimes on Sunday he brings in the family. The children all hug her, and one calls her granny. But she can't help but feel ashamed. But she never remembers their names. So she tries to put it behind her. Still something about them reminds her of the girl in the picture. But every once in a while she'll look in his eyes and smile. And the past comes back in a flash. And they laugh, they cry, and they dance. And embrace that moment until it withers. Like the girl in the pictures. The girl in the picture. The girl in the picture. We'll be right back.
That was Dakota J with Girl in the Pictures. You can check out Dakota on dakotaj.com, Spotify, iTunes and the usual places. Dakota lives in Nashville, and this guy does too. This is the White Stripes with Hello Operator from 11 years ago. This was John Peel's single of the week, and this is all about the telephone. White Stripes with Hello Operator from the year 2000. Now we have our poem, as ever, by Mr. Philip Coombs. This is The Old Ball and Chain.
The old ball and chain in my ear, or in my pocket, screaming blue murder at me, yelling for my attention, look, listen to me. The old ball and chain rarely leaves me a moment's peace. Sometimes, though, the old ball and chain whispers sweetly to me, brings warmth to my ear, shines a light on my pillow, wakes me in the morning. Friends say that I should treat her better, take her out more, talk with her once in a while, answer with pleasure and not sound inconvenienced. It's true, I should respect her more, the old ball and chain. I can hardly remember what life was like before the first time I spoke with her. Back then she was bright, unscarred and easy to read. I did it to her, neglected her, the old ball and chain. I never did appreciate her enough. And one day, she'll just stop feeling me, stop reacting to my touch. When that day comes, I shall remove her battery, take out her SIM card, store her in a forgettable place, and buy a new one.
That suggestive piano part you can hear in the background was Nokia Fugue Opus 31 by Xerox28, available on audiomuse.ca. Okay, moving right along, we're going to hit what I'm all about these days, and that's radio. This track is by Donald Fagen. It's the title track off the album The Nightfly. I'm Lester the Nightfly, hello Baton Rouge. Won't you turn your radio down? Respect the 7-second delay we use. Thank you.
a 7 second delay we use. So you say there's a race of men in the trees. You're for tough legislation. Thanks for calling. Wait all night for calls like these.
Let's go.
That was Mr. Fagan from 1982 with The Nightfly. My nana used to say about this next item that it was her little friend in the corner that was always there for her. This is The Revolution Will Not Be Televised from the debut record from Gil Scott-Heron from 1970. It was on the Flying Dutchman label, and if you want to check out the cultural references that it sports throughout the track, check out the page on Wikipedia. It will set you straight. This is The Revolution Will Not Be Televised.
Good evening and welcome. My name is Gil Scott-Heron. My accomplices are, first from left to right, Eddie Knowles, a drummer for the Denny Zulu Dance Group, a drummer for the Simba Dancers, and a percussionist for a group called Black and Blues. The brother to my immediate left is Charlie Saunders of the Simba Dance Group and a former drummer for Loretta Parker. David Barnes, a singer for Black and Blues, will be heard later on in the evening. We'd like to do a poem for you called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, primarily because it won't be. You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm women liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
That was The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Gil Scott-Heron. Next, we have an ode for everything written. This is for the SMS messages, the emails, the ASCII, all those text-based communications. This is I Gotta Get a Message to You by the Bee Gees from 1968. This is from their third album, Idea. There's lots of versions of this track, various lengths, mono recordings, different speeds. This is the best version I could find for you. This is I Gotta Get a Message to You.
The preacher talked to me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. if I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry? And for once in my life I'm alone, and I gotta let her know just in time before I go. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on.
Well, I laughed, but that didn't hurt. And it's only her love that keeps me wearing this dirt. Now I'm crying, but deep down inside, well, I did it to him. Now it's my turn to die. I just gotta get a message to you.
That was I Gotta Get a Message to You by the Bee Gees from 1968. The following year, Man Walked on the Moon, and that's what the next track is all about. Well, not directly, but this is Climbing to the Moon by the Eels from Electroshock Blues from 1998. This was on the DreamWorks label. This was written by E, the lead singer, after visiting his sister in a mental health facility shortly before she committed suicide. A little fact about the moon landing. Buzz, who walked on the moon, his dad, Edwin Aldrin, was a good friend of Mr. Orville Wright. If you know your aviation, you know who Orville Wright is. Anyway, getting back, this is Eels with Climbing to the Moon.
Got my foot on the
That was the Eels with Climbing to the Moon from 1998. Moving right along, we're going to cover CDs. The first public demo of an optical digital disc was in September 1976. Elvis was still alive. And the first CD I had was given out outside McDonald's in Weymouth Town as a promotional thing. I think it was Whipping Boy or something like that. They went on the market in 1982, and this is what the legendary Stardust Cowboy had to say about them in 1992. This is on the Norton's record label, and it's the title of their collection, 45 RPM single collection. And Linda is the flip side. This is I Hate CDs from legendary Stardust Cowboy.
I hate CDs!
Just been listening to the legendary Stardust Cowboy with I Hate CDs. Cast your mind back to the early 90s and you might remember a phrase of the information superhighway. This was a popular term for digital communication systems and the internet and alike. Much the same way I can't imagine a world without TV or phones, anyone born after the late 80s hasn't seen a world without the internet. Just imagine. That's how you're listening to me right now. This is The Endless Highway by The Band. This is on the Moondog Matinee album from 1973 on Capitol Records. Endless Highway.
Endless Highway. your aching feet. You're gonna walk that endless highway.
That was Endless Highway by The Band from 1973. If you think about brand names that have become verbs, you might come up with Hoover, Xerox, Sellotape, Blu-Tack, Tippex, and you might come across this one as well. Originally a research project in 1996 by Mr. Page and Mr. Brin, it was called Backrub, but then they came up with the name Google. This is Google Eye by Nashville Teens, the follow-up to Tobacco Road from 1964.
Jump in my old Jeep wagon, bump to the banks of the river, dig me a worm and a crooked squirm, and wade out into the water. Oh, goodbye, Google Eye. Eat him up, Google Eye, Google Eye, Google Eye. Eat him up, Google Eye, Google Eye, Google Eye. Goodbye, Google Eye. make me a hook in the mortar. Throw him out into the water. Make him swim with a dorsal fin and come home to me, daughter. Oh, goodbye. Google eye. Eat him up. Google eye. Google eye. Google eye. Eat him up. Google eye. Google eye. Google eye. Goodbye. Google eye.
That was Google Eye by the Nashville Teens from 1964. Now, what has 600 million active users, 41.6% of the US population has an account, and it's a stalker's dream? That's right, it's Facebook. Now, if everyone who had an account with Facebook was a member of the same country, it'd be the fifth largest country on the planet. Now, the track that I've picked for this topic is The Streets with OMG from the album that came out this year, Computers and Blues, on Atlantic Records. The female we can hear is Laura Vane from Laura Vane and the Vipertones. OMG, as I'm sure you know, stands for Oh My God. IDR, I don't remember what that one stands for. But here we go, this is The Streets with OMG.
Looked at your status in a relationship, in a relationship. An earthquake hit me. Your status had changed. You'd never quirked about this, couldn't drag my eye away. The words on the screen, nothing said between us, but you just weren't that keen. In a relationship, plain Helvetica. So walk away and let it go.
Why did you leave it so late?
Folks I didn't know, folks I hadn't noticed seem close to you now. We'd been hanging out a lot. I gathered that I'd have to stop. All that build up for me, all the weeks of us walking past tree after tree, all the patience and doubt, the elation that maybe all may as well bow. You're in a relationship now.
Why did you leave it so late?
Status in a relationship, in a relationship. It devastated me. But then what did I spy? I punched the fucking sky. Among the normally ignorable requests at the right, I'd never have guessed there was a request so nice. Now, if you look at my status, I'm in a relationship too, with you.
Why did you leave it so late?
You and you get. the rest, the rest.
But I've got what it takes, and it won't be wasted on fakes.
I paced myself, I had faith this time. I saw something for me, I felt something right. Oh,
that was The Streets with OMG. I'm afraid it's come to the end now, ladies and germs, but we're going to wrap things up right here, right now, with the Nerdalicious Hey Hey 16K by MJ Hibbert and the Validators. This is Disc Jockey Jub on Jub Seekers, signing off from his moon base on the other side of nowhere.
We bought it to help with your homework. Bought it to help with your homework
and the household accounts. If your dad ever works it all out. Lunchtime's in the library, writing down the pipes and beats, copying an access code. Gets a taste for home taping. Fetishist of map making. Rotten leaves and rubber keys, random running loading screens, and 5 minutes fingers crossed, hoping not to witness the terror of our tape loading error.
Bought it to help with your homework. We bought it to help with your homework
and the household accounts. If your dad ever works it all out. ZX Spectrum 81, Dragon Vic and Oricon, Commodore 64, Amsterdam and Acorn Electron, cheaper BBC Micro, Jester, Willy, Slater, Wolf, Lords of Midnight Underworld, Doctor Trans and Master Tank, and of course Manic Miner, The Hobbit, A Night Lore and Delete. It made a generation who can code, above all before proper consoles, who all know that the games you get today, well they might be very flash, but they'll never beat the thrill of getting through jetpacks. Oh hey hey,